Welcome to the show today, man. I'm telling you, we're back.
I told y'all I'd get it fixed in. Yes, sir. Ooh, welcome to the show. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And, hey, we got a show for you today, man. We really do. Poverty in America. Oh, boy. I can't wait to get this one started. That's for dang on sure. So how y'all doing out there? I see y'all got Migraine Les Jackson. That's my far, far off cousin. Y'all just ain't realized that. And the All Facts Show already in the chat room. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Hey, man, we got a show for you, though. I'm telling you. Now, you want to get in on the conversation once we get started? That's no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, airlesstalk@gmail.com. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it feels good to be back on the air. That's what dang going show. I see Migraine is already up to it in the chat room. Yeah, Migraine. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay, because we're going to get into all this today. We really are. We're going to chat it up. Going to have us a little bit of fun. And just do what we do, man. That's what we because we going to do what we do. Yeah. Woo. Today is the 30th of July, man. Almost one more day, and this month is done. Where has the time gone? I'm telling you, time is short, man. Y'all just don't be realizing. Time is short. So very short. That's why you got to make it the most of it, hey, when you can. You know what I mean? Hey, now I'm just putting it out there like that. Oh, man. Well, I see that the conversation already got started in the chat room. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Handle it. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, but before we get into all our other precursors that we usually do before the show, there's some things I got to get off my chest, man. And I'm sure this probably going to piss some of y'all off. And, yeah, some of you may say I'm being naive, but these are my theories. And since this is my show, I will let the theories be said. And, man, I'm telling you right now, I'm really going to say some things, and some of y'all are going to be really upset about it, I'm sure. And if it is, oh, well, it is what it is. But check this out, man. I do understand that the nation is still in the uproar because Trayvon Martin was shot by George Zimmerman. I understand that, and he got off not guilty. I understand that, okay? That is something I understand. I see what happened. I understand what happened. But at the same token, we need to get over it now. I know I said I'm going to piss some of y'all off, and you know what? I probably am, but it's okay because I'm going to say it any damn way. We need to get over it. Okay, now, there's a trend that's going on right now to where every time a young black man or a adult black man is shot by the police or anybody else, everybody wants to put it on Facebook. Everybody want to put it on whatever social media site you're using. Let me break this thing down to y'all real quick and simple, okay? I'm just going to put it out there right now. Every police officer is not bad, okay? Let's go on and put that out there right freaking now. Every police officer is not bad, okay? In the same sentence, I'm going to say every black individual is not bad as well. Okay? I'm just going to say that. I'm going to put that there. However, you know what? You need to open your freaking eyes up, because you know there are some of them jokers out there that deserve what they get. And you know this. You know this. Why are we still trying to find fault in everything? Instead of trying to continue, you know what, Joe? You need to back up, Joe. I know who you are. Get out of there with that crapola. Anyway, as I was saying, you know, it's pitiful now, because not only are we just limiting ourselves to that one particular area of what's going on in the country, but what we failing to realize, there are people. Let's put it this way: people. There are individuals that are losing their lives every day the same freaking way. But I don't see everybody up hopping, jumping, and placing that on social media every 10 minutes. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand my point here? My point is, get off this racial thing, man. Get off of it. Because contrary to popular belief, okay, contrary to popular belief, it's not all as those racial pimps make it seem. Yeah, they show up when something goes wrong. You know why? Because it's publicity for them. That's more money for them, because they get the call. They get called to come out on the shows. They get called to stand up in front of the camera and say things that's going to not only get things stirred up, but put money in their dang on pockets. You ain't not getting any money putting in your pockets unless you're working, right? It's a job to them people. You know what I mean? It's really becoming, it's really getting on my nerves. I'm going to say this, getting on my freaking nerves. Every time I go on my Facebook page or I open up, there's a big old article, another shooting. Here we go again. Well, you know what? Get over it. More than just black people are dying. Hell, we kill more each other than the police are killing us. We kill each other more than that. But we don't want to concentrate on that, do we? And I think, you know what? And I think, you know, if we concentrate more, listen to what I'm about to tell y'all. If we concentrated more of educating our children and our adults, ourselves, on how to properly act when you are confronted by a police officer or a person of authority, we wouldn't have all this craziness going on. But every time something happens, everybody want to turn this into a freaking race war. Get the hell over it. People are dying completely. People are dying every day. But don't see y'all up in arms and waving and wanting to march because of that, do you? Huh? And you know the bad part about it? The people that is doing it the worst are the black folk. You know what? I said, look, and we need to stop that crap. And I like Jason Whitlock did an article, okay? And he said it so eloquently in it that we, as in black Americans, because that's what we're talking about, you know, we're taking hope away from ourselves. We are. Yeah, we want to blame it. Yeah, everybody say, well, slavery, and back in the day, yes, that was, yeah, hope was taken away then too. It was. But damn it, we've been riding that damn coattail and that damn train for so damn long. People are really beginning to believe and not do anything for themselves. Stop concentrating on the negativity, and let's teach our kids and ourselves how to survive in the world today. That's right. But yet everybody wants to get up in arms and march and run and put stuff on Facebook and say da 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 da. I don't know, y'all. I'm just saying. You know, because it's a shame. It really is that we are taking hope away from our own selves. They don't, you know, no one else needs to do that right now because we're too busy concentrating all the negativity on ourselves in our own neighborhoods. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Or am I just talking out the side of my foot? You know, and it's a shame that we have to go through that, but, you know, it needs to be said now. It really does. We need to get the hell over it and start doing some things. Start teaching our kids when the police ask you to, don't freaking run. Stop. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you wouldn't have done it in the first place, you wouldn't have never got caught. No. And so, you know what's so bad about it? And I'm going to put it out here. Here's one of the things that makes it really worse. Some of you individuals out there, y'all know you have some of these individuals in your family that is just downright devious, evil, crooked, corrupted, however the hell you want to say it. You know this. But yet when they get caught up, first thing you want to say is, it's the man trying to hold us down. Hell no, the man ain't got nothing to do with it. We're too busy holding our freaking selves down. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I told y'all, it's something I had to get off my chest. You know, yesterday kind of irritated me real bad also. So, you know, it kind of built up overnight. But and the more I looked at things and the more I started thinking, man, why are we continually dwelling on the negativity instead of trying to make something positive happen out of these things? Because we love the negative things. We love to keep things stirred up. It's like the witches in the big old pot in the cauldron. You know, they just stirring it up, steam coming off, steam coming off. You know what? Whew. Y'all need to get the hell over it, all right? I'm just going to say we need to get over it because it's not doing anyone any good, especially not ourselves. You know, look, just like you get pulled over for speeding, you don't take off and you don't hit the gas and take off, do you? Why not? Because you know freaking better. You know you didn't do anything wrong. If you did, you were speeding. Okay, I was speeding. Let me go and take my punishment. Fine. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, it's just, I guess I'm going to start talking a little bit too much all over again, huh? My. I'm telling you, man, I don't know what's going on, you know. It's just
all right, y'all. All right, let's see if we got this together now. Yes, we got it together. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Everybody, y'all can hear me? Say hello. All right, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know what? I have to, sometimes you have to just go certain ways and do certain things. It just drives you freaking crazy. All right. Now, as I was saying before, no, let's get over this thing. All right, let's get over this about every time a person is killed is racism or I'm damn wrong. You know what? And I was thinking about this. Let me tell you something. Here it is. A lot of individuals, being myself that has been in and been in situations where split-second decisions are hard, it's about self-preservation, people. You're going to do what you can do to survive. It's easy. Why do we understand it? Okay? Why do we understand? It's not hard. It's easy for us to sit here and go, It's easy to sit. So, well, they should have did this, they should have did that. In the heat of battle, you ain't thinking about that. You think about surviving, coming out of one piece. But yet we want to dwell and dwell on something. Get it together, people. Give it together, all right? All right, I'm through with that. Now, I'm through with that, and I don't jump on that anymore. I just wanted to get that off my chest, okay? Everybody not getting it, everybody not yet. Certain situations call certain actions. It's simple. Work with it. Now, I have that out of the way. I feel a whole lot better now. I hope it makes sense to y'all. Some of you anyway. But let's educate each other what's really going on out there, not just what the media wants us to believe. Because the media have jobs to do too. That's how they stay on the air. Right. Okay. Y'all made me say, hell yeah. I don't know what's wrong with y'all today. Y'all illing already in the chat room. But it's okay. All right. Anyway, let's get the house rules real quick. People think I'm ignoring you. I see you. I'm just going to get there in a minute, okay? All right, on this show, we encourage open dialogue. I mean, everyone, if you want to call in, 347-838-8622. I'm more than glad to talk to you, and everybody else can talk to you. We can have fun, all right? And get the discussions going. Everyone's time to speak, because we try that. Do I am spending with everyone. Okay. I'm a short tweet. You know, to the point as possible. You know, 10, 15 minute dissertations because bore the hell out of us. If you ain't talking but in circles, that's going to be that too. Personal attacks are allowed on the show. If you decide you want to attack someone, just look in the mirror and attack yourself. Don't call in my show attacking anybody because we're not having that. Those house rules. See how simple and easy it was? Huh? That's what I'm talking about. So, those are the house rules, okay? Anyone violate these rules, I got stuff for you. In fact, you know what? I got a new, man, I thought about it over the weekend, and I got some new stuff for you now. Here it is right here. Listen to it. I hope you did. This is crazy, man. It's crazy. But it's all good. You know, something you have to continue to work on, man. You really do. You have to continue to work on because just drive you crazy. All right. Did y'all get that? Let me hit that one more time. Just don't hit that switch. All right. So, without further ado, get to my. Yes, I feel like singing today because I'm pretty freaking good, y'all. Right. I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know what y'all say today. I'm here today. But it's simple and to the point. It goes along with what we're talking about, poverty in the United States, in America. Hope defers the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Boy, is that a quote of the day? Is that a Proverbs 13, chapter 12, verse? Look it up, man. In fact, I'm going to read some Proverbs, man. It's a good. And it helps you with some things. this whole week for the last couple of weeks. And it's more than that, but we're going to leave it at that. All right, so without further ado, we're going to go on to the song of the day because a lot to talk about. Y'all have a lot to talk about, and we're going to talk today. So, without further ado, here's the song of the day. Enjoy it. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. and hold your ground. If there's ever something bad you don't want to see, just keep on walking and let it be. I don't want to hear about all that's bad. No, no. Cause all that's bad just makes me sad. So every little once in a while, show some love and make me smile. Cry sometimes with tears of joy. Oh yeah, show a help now won't it go. Say yeah, summer, winter, fall, just go through the rain. always the right time. With something positive in your mind, there's always someone to pull you down. You just get back up and hold your ground. If there's ever something bad you don't want to see, just keep on walking and let it be. I don't want to hear about all that's bad. No, no, cause all that's bad just makes me sad. So every little, once in a while, show some love and make me smile. Cry sometimes with tears of joy. Oh yeah, show a help now, won't it go?
All right, let's try this, man. I'm telling you.
This is the good, it's just driving me crazy right now, y'all. Hopefully y'all can hear me now. This is really driving me nutso. It really is. I don't know what the heck is going on. Nobody wants to work right today, but we going to make everything go right. That's what dang on sure. As soon as I figure out what the heck is happening here. Oh, man. Anyway, you know what we're about to do? We're about to keep going here. And I don't know why I have all these little issues going on at the moment. This is just crazy. You know, I was doing good without all this other stuff. So now all of a sudden I got all kind of stuff going on. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck is it. But it's okay. It's all right. Let's see. All right. I got a heck of a damn chat room, though. Hey, let me bring 3-1 forward and so we can get going. Oh, man, because this is just crazy, driving me completely crazy.
Yeah, that's what you get for zapping me the other day.
Whatever, Pianki. What's happening, man? Hey, you be talking crazy, so I have to jab you sometime. I don't know, man. I just got some sound issues going on. Yesterday it was some other things, and... Man,
that crazy
I tell you,
woman
I don't
you
know.
Have on here with you.
But I can't tell you, we going to fight through this. I done hooked up about 8,000 microphones and Aaron, look, and all of them doing the same thing. I don't hear
that's
anything.
A, that's
so
that voiceless woman you have on here sometime.
What woman?
The voiceless one, the one that's got the always talking.
Man, you... you
What's
talking about
name?
Shasta? Man, I ain't talked to Shasta.
Maeve, I think.
Talking about Shasta? I haven't talked to Shasta. Oh, Maeve? Oh, I don't know where Maeve's at, man. Oh, all facts say I'm always talking crazy. You're dang on right. It's my show. That's what I can do it. All right. Anyway. So, Pianki, how you doing, man? What's going on? So, tell me. Poverty in America. Poverty in America. Ooh, hey, oh, I'm sorry, y'all. The song of the day was Curtis Mayfield. Joe had that one right. It's called Back to Living Again. Man, that's a cool song right there. I like that song. That was a good song. But anyway, we're going to go ahead. Hey, anybody want to join the conversation, give me a call, 347-838-8622. Or join me in the chat room by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. And you know what? Hey, they have great conversations in the chat room, so y'all go ahead and join them in. Everybody in the chat room, what's up? Thank you for joining me today. East Coast, I see you enjoying life. Cats, migraine, knowledge. My cousin Les Jackson, Refining Design, the All Facts Show. And, of course, you know, y'all hear Pianki on this end. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, Mr. All Facts said, what does poverty look like? If you look out around your neighborhood, you're looking at poverty there, all facts. That's what poverty looks like. Poverty has no color. Poverty has no religion. Poverty has no nothing except for poverty. And there's reasons behind it, but it's not relegated to a specific group of people. And that's what we need to realize. And that's truth, people. Oh, and all facts are in my hood, they are all overweight. Well, maybe they need to stop eating. Heck, everybody was meant to be small. You know what? Being overweight does not mean poverty. I don't know where you get that definition from, but that is not it. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead. Anyway, a recent survey showed 80% of adults face near poverty or unemployment. And that is a good one. 4 out of 5 adults struggle with joblessness, near poverty, or reliance on some sort of welfare or public assistance. That is crazy, man. What do you think about that, Pianki?
Well,
are you there? Oh, Mr.
Is,
Talk is wrong? What, Mr. Talk? Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, they said poverty based on your income and the relative to the number of dependents that you have. Yourself, your wife, and number of dependents. And for African Americans, it's 24.7% of their population. Only 22% of their population receive food stamps.
Now, this is really driving me crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on with BTR, but they need to fix it. They really do.
You can't hear
anyway,
me?
Let me bring 313 back in here. I don't know. 313, you there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am. And I am back.
All right.
Open talk with Les Jackson. Les Jackson is in the house.
You're back?
I've got to say, great show. Great show. We're talking about poverty in America. And let's define poverty, because poverty needs to be confined and defined in a distinct way where everybody can understand it, because it's not just black folks. It's not just white folks. It's a bunch of folks in poverty. Poverty as a noun is a state or condition of having little or no money, goods, or means to support the conditions of being poor. Synonyms: needlessness, destitute. We use all these labels. The antonyms are riches, wealth, and plenty. Second, we defined it by what we feel, and some of the people that don't have anything are richer than the people that do. But we have put such a definition in our, and notice, it's only in America. Only in America can this happen, because we're such a land of the free, such a home of the brave. We are just so happy-go-lucky people to where we sit back and we put all these labels on everything to throw us off into delusional states, where we sit back and start feeding into this madness, when you can be out of poverty, and poverty is in America. There is four out of 10 children throughout America that are not able to be fed on a daily basis, when China feeds everybody because it's a standard, it's a norm. I will let you sit back. You can be poor. You can be poor monetarial, but at least I'm going to feed you. In America, we don't care if we feed you or we don't feed you. We don't care if you have housing or if you do have housing. In America, we is the only country that allows foolishness, and that's what this is. It's a bunch of foolishness. Let's quit acting like America is this great country that we just have to buy into their system, because all it is a system. Government was never meant to be a living organism or catastrophic person, because government is not a person. It is a thing. It is something that we control, should control, but we don't, because we have now allowed government to run amok, and now it has become a being, just like we talk about what if computers start thinking. Government has started thinking, and government has put more rules and regulations on people, and I say people, because if you look at, and I said it earlier in one of my statements in the chat room, we're the only country that talks about black and white, but yet we got Asians, we got Chinese, and that's what we refer them to. We don't say the yellow man. We don't say the red man. We don't say the blue person. But when it comes to black and white, it's a constant debate. Who's at war? What's at war here? Why is there poverty? Because that's the way the game is designed, just like a game of chess. One must keep the other in submission. And that's what we do. That's what these games are about. If you watch the games that we enjoy so much we call sports, all it is teaching us how submission actually works. But we are too blind and too damn dumb, if I can put it out there like that, too damn dumb to sit back and see what's going on.
Oh, my goodness. Look out there. Look out there. That's my cousin. Yeah, he's not talking to like
this. I just got to put it out there raw, man. I got in a raw mood. Man, I went today. Man, look, I went today. I just got to put this out there. Let me put this out there, Mr. Talk, real quick. I went today to a store that I go to every day. I come back up. My house keys is gone. Now, I go back, backtrack my steps because I only went one place. So I go back and backtrack. Okay. Ask them, anybody found my keys? Anybody turned in any keys? Everybody's sitting back with a blank look on their face. Am I mad? Yeah, I'm angry because it wasn't a white person that was in the store. So I'm not blaming on white folks. I'm blaming on us because what we're doing, we're perpetrating some frauds, and we need to sit back and call ourselves out because we're doing more damage to ourselves than anybody else can ever do to an entire nation, a group of people. And like I said, forget black folks. I'm not black. I'm a nice caramel color or brown. See, but if you look at our application.
Well, what did you put on your census?
Yes, it does. It makes great sense. Because
what did you put on your, what did you indicate
on
the census?
Watch this. Watch this. When it comes to, like, you put black and white. Then if you push in your black, they're going to ask you if you're African-American, are you black this, are you Negro, are you this, and white's the same way. Are you Anglo-Saxon, are you this, are you that, or are you that? Now, hold on, wait. What it is, and here it is, and we gotta look at this reality. Like I said, you don't call Chinese people yellow people on no application. And this is the only country that that goes on with. You go anywhere else in the world, they're not sitting back asking you, are you black African, black European, or black Spaniard, or anything of that nature. We are the only country that does this. And why? Because they want that great divide between black and white, because there is a struggle, there is a power structure, and a struggle that goes on, which tells them that blacks can overcome if we allow it. They could take over the system. And I'm not going to let you take over my system. I'd be a fool. What kind of fool would I be? Be honest with everybody. What kind of fool would I be to let you take over my system that I have struggled to get ahead of the game and be in place where I am considered the predominant race? Why would I sit back and try to give up that kind of ground? I mean, let's not be foolish about this thing. Let's just tell it like it is. Ain't nobody going to give us nothing. They want you in poverty. They want everybody in poverty. Then I can section you off if you don't meet the standards, because the average medium income in America is only $18,000. That's why they were protesting in New York, Milwaukee, L.A., Detroit, and four other states today. Because people are sitting back and they say, hold on, wait, we're being bamboozled. We're being tricked. We're being fooled. We're being led like lambs to a slaughter. Now, how long do you want it before they cut your head off?
Wow. All right, hold on. Let me bring Goofy. Goofy, where you at?
I'm over here eating some beans, Mr. Talk. I'm over here eating my burritos and beans and shit. No, man, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to hear this guy, but, you know, the reason why people are in their position is because they're lazy. Ain't nobody who's lazy successful. Shit, these people, you talk about poverty, you got poor fat kids all over the damn place with iPads and iPods. Don't tell me that there's poverty out there.
But that's
show me Black Friday when nobody's shopping. There's everybody shopping, and I'm talking about the ghettos, the hoods. You're talking about these people ain't got no money, but yet they're right there on Black Friday right after Thanksgiving. Oh,
well, let me ask you this. Why is it that black folks continue to be the number one consumers and buyers of all the
goods? Well, you just got through saying you shouldn't
America
say black folks. Now you saying
it. So poor. If we're
you just
so
got
poor,
through.
Let me
you just.
Why is it every year?
Eric, I can barely hear you. You messed up. Your audio is messed up. You ain't got no business telling nobody nothing, really, because they can't buy hear you anyway.
Who are you talking
Hello?
To?
My audio is messed up. I'm talking to the Obama phone because I got an iPhone, so I don't think my shit's fucked up.
Well, hold on, wait. See, here we go.
What?
You know, Mr. P, you have been an advocate and you have been against my show from the beginning. You probably want to.
This is Mr. Talk Show.
This is
Mr. Talk Show. This isn't your show.
My show.
Eric, I can hardly hear you. I wish you'd get back control of your own show, man.
Well, he can't. Man, this is such a hot topic. Man, he can't get in control of it. Now, let's get back into control. Come on, Eric.
Let's talk about what you were just saying right now, that the black... Hey, Goofy. Was that on me? Oh, no. I want to talk about how he was saying that, why are the blacks, they consume so much things. I'm going to tell you why they consume so much things, because they care more about stupid items than they do about their own living situation. I slept with a few black women, and there's only one out of all of them that cared about their living situation than like a purse or some stupid ass shoes.
About blacks that was in poverty. We didn't talk about those that went out and poisoned themselves.
No, I'm talking about this is why the shit ain't going down right now. People care more about stupid items than they do their damn selves. How can you succeed in life if all you care about is an iPhone, then your future?
In the white community, there's not that many white folks that are getting rich. Why do you think they talk about the 1% so much? But the only thing that I just said, and let's correct it, and let's quote me correctly. I said that black people are the greatest consumers or buyers, for those that don't understand what the word consumers mean, in the history of the United States, yet we have less to show. Now, all
and I just
ask is the
why
simple
that
question
is
this.
If
the
you
simple
attention.
Question.
Hold on. Everybody, wait. Okay, I'm back.
Go ahead.
I think I got enough control. Thank you. All right, hold on.
No, it ain't under control.
It's under control.
All right, 111.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Maid.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, look.
What about?
We're talking about. And everybody, wait a minute. Now, everybody keeps saying, let's go on black folks.
You sound
but
funny,
you know,
Eric. Your stuff ain't together yet, man.
I'm working on it, okay?
What about now? Better now?
There you go.
What about that? That's all I heard. Then you disappeared. Somebody must be after you.
Huh?
Pianke.
What do you say, lady?
Yes.
It sounds like you're in a hole.
Yep.
I could.
May have an echo. May have it in an altered mode. Let me put on bathroom mode so you can hear the echo. But it sounds like you're in an altered mode. can't even hear nobody now.
We can hear you.
Okay, I'm
hear you
back. You are back.
Mr. Salkin's not back, but he probably locked himself out of the chat room.
Okay, come on, love. Let's keep your show going
because
I want to hear, and everybody wants to hear what you're saying because people can hear you.
Okay. Well, when you talk about
it, they just have technical difficulty on the rest of things.
Okay.
I will try to sit back and keep this thing going as long as we can. But come on, let me hear your comment.
When you talk about a consumer and you consume all these goods with your money, but you're not carrying anything back to your community with the things that you consume, that's why you don't have anything in it. You're making other people rich with what you spend.
And you know what?
Am I right or wrong?
That's a sad thing.
That's a sad thing.
That's what's sad.
And then you want to talk about.
That's what's sad.
Yes.
Back if you look at history, back in the 70s, there were. In Detroit, and I talk about Detroit because this is where I am. In Detroit, there was 60% black-owned businesses. Now it's less than 20%.
And it's
a travesty.
And you still have the people spending money.
But yet we're spending all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll run out, and let's just face it, we'll run out and chase all the white brand names Hill Figure, Vanderbilt, all of the names, Nike, we will run and do that. But you let me come out with the Jackson shoe line. It could be a great shoe line. And because, and here's some, Les is responsible for Detroit going bankrupt. No, I'm not responsible for anything. The only thing I'm responsible for is being a millionaire in Detroit. So let me put that out there, because I've got seven figures.
And then
so
you
when
want
you
to
speak, find factual information about Les Jackson, and then come to me. But I had to put that out there first, because a lot of people are sitting back. We want to assume that everybody in Detroit is poor and broke. People in Detroit got money. That's why the people in Detroit are not even talking about this bankruptcy when you go from house to house or person to person. Because we're going to get ours. That's what Detroit has always been about.
Think about this. If it's so poor, why isn't everyone moving out? They're still
why is everybody moving out? They're only moving next door.
They just sit back and run and listen. Don't even know what time it is and what's going on and complaining. And all we want to complain about welfare. Don't know nothing about that either.
I think Mr. Josh's trying to talk real quick. Hold on, everybody.
He got to get his stuff together. He's talking to Key Goofy.
Detroit is not a city that is on welfare. It's a city of diehard citizens that most are over the age of 65.
That's retired and got their own money and then they're still
that have
to
their
train
money
train them to take what
and
they
then
already
you
have.
You have younger people that are off into illicit and see, like I said, people don't want to hear this truth, but this is the way it is. Into illicit activity, okay? So what it does is it counterbalances because on mainstream media, the only thing I want to feed you is negativity. I'm not feeding you the positive. I'm not feeding you anything positive. I'm feeding you the negativity because I want you to be in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's happening to black America. We are starting to fall into the fear factor.
No, we're not. We're just looking at them wondering what's wrong with some of us.
What's wrong with us, like I said, we're falling into
fear. I said some of us are wondering what's wrong with these people trying to make us inferior to them, and we're not.
Nobody is trying to make us inferior. We are allowing ourselves to act inferior.
Yeah, some of them.
I don't have white folks coming in and breaking in my house.
All right. Hold on, wait a minute.
Get I got to fix.
Oh, stop.
Is it fixed?
Thank you.
Okay.
I guess I went to the fourth and fifth option. Hey, look, I apologize. I don't know what the heck is going on with this sound system, but I will fix that tonight. You got that. Man, I'm plugging, unplugging, hitting buttons.
Well,
now.
Well, we were helping you out until you got it done.
I know y'all was
you should
going
get some
too.
Color.
Good
you
stuff.
Should get some different color paint and color code those plugins, man. Since you can't read them.
You know what?
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Okay. He just got put out.
You are God, Michael.
All right. Now, anyway. Now I'm back. Anyway, let's talk about this poverty thing. You know, everybody keeps talking about Detroit. We ain't talking about Detroit. Detroit was an example. It wasn't an example of overgrown poverty. Detroit was an example of poor leadership and corruption and all that good stuff.
But that wasn't the point, Eric. Eric, the point of what Detroit is doing is that cities have based their economy on promises. Understand, America is in debt right now. Because they owe out more IOUs than they can actually pay.
America is
okay?
on welfare.
It's not about
That's
money. See, understand one thing about the government. The government
Hold
doesn't
on.
Play with actual money. No
right.
government
all,
plays with actual
right.
money.
Right.
They play with IOUs.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I owe you this, Eric, can you stick with me long enough, whether what happens, if I go into some windfall, can you still stick with me even though I made the promise date next year, but I fell into a windfall and now it might be 2 years down the road? Can you stick with me and have enough faith and trust in me to believe that I will take care of you? And that's what America is falling in. This is not Detroit. This is not just about Detroit. This is coming to every major city in the United States.
Nah, that's bullshit right there.
Forefront.
That is bullshit right there. I'm telling you right now.
Why
the reason why Detroit fell off because they didn't pay their bills. That's the only reason.
That's America. That's America, Goofy.
Come on, what
else? Let me ask you.
We still
right
have money
now.
To play with because we're dominant, right?
Dominant.
We're
what?
Not dominant.
Dominant
what? China dominates America.
That's
can't dominate
question.
Nothing no more.
Hold on.
Well,
wait a minute.
This.
Wait
this.
A minute. Hold on.
How
wait,
many
wait,
states?
Wait. God Go dang, wait. Okay. Now, here's the question, and I like that. I think Les was about to say, who are we dominant over now? I know.
Nobody.
I understand we're supposed to be the richest nation in the world, and we're supposed to be all this, but who are we dominant? Who are we richer than now? Hell, we
let me tell you why we're dominant, because we always have that will.
Wait. We have mothers here in the United States alone that can't even afford to get their babies diapers. Understand my point?
True.
They can't afford to buy their babies diapers. So who?
They're going to have to go back to washing them in the toilet.
What are you talking about?
Come on,
washing them in
the toilet. Nobody uses cloth diapers no more,
really?
Brother. Where you at?
Really?
If they can't buy the other ones,
they're gonna have to go
back to using cloth diapers.
What's wrong with
here's
that?
The point. Here's my point. If we are so-called the richest country in the free world, as they like to say, why do we have people, you know, not being able to buy stuff for their children? Now, I'm not
man,
understanding
that's
that.
That's foolish shit, Eric, right there,
well,
man. There's hella people buying kids their toys. You know, go to a local Toys R Us and you see a bunch of bratty little kids getting anything they want.
No, they
I mean,
won't. They end up playing with the
They
can't afford to tan them up and then throw and then they leave and go do something somewhere else. That's what they're doing. They don't buy toys anymore. Because they're not ripping paying for anymore.
I don't
so
even know
what
the fuck you're saying, Maze. I don't understand
I
that. Goddamn word.
This country has been sold out because somebody owned half of it, and it's not y'all anymore.
Exactly.
And we didn't have nothing to do with it.
Watch this. The Chinese
wow.
own
really?
New York, California, Michigan, Texas, and they own several of the other states in between. But
yeah,
nobody
but
is telling you that China owns you.
Wait,
but see, here's the thing. We want to be ignorant to the fact, and we want to sit back and come with all these old false ideas that we've been bamboozled and we've been tricked into believing that we own America. Do you understand that two-thirds of the world hates America. Why do they hate America? Because they say America is the kind of land that sits back. We have gotten greedy, we want too much, and we have lost our moral sense of who we are. That's
hey, Mr. Talk, check out these poverty rate numbers.
Here he go with
poverty rate.
Listen at this now. Poverty.
We still have
poverty,
people.
Poverty is based on.
Can you let the young lady talk? Mr. P, can you let the lady talk?
Man, you've been talking all day on somebody else's
show.
I ain't
been talking all day.
I ran off that other lady.
Now. Nobody's talking but me, damn it. Okay, now. I don't know how y'all call them going to fuss on my show about who's talking the most. I should be talking. I know I got sound issues today, but dang it, I'm going to talk. Does everybody want to argue? You know what? I love this. I do. Anyway, let me ask this one question, then I'll let y'all get back into it. Now, speaking of poverty in the United States, what is or who is the face of poverty? Who is the face of poverty? I know we talk about the cities and who the country owe and who we don't owe, but besides that, let's take it down to the smaller man or the smaller person. Who is the face of poverty?
Listen,
let me give you what the stats are on the poverty. Can I tell you
one at a time.
Ladies first.
One at a time.
Poverty and food stamps.
Ladies first.
Blacks. Blacks are 27.4% on.
Now here you go with his number.
In poverty, and you know poverty is measured by
here
the
go.
Is that the $22,000 a family of four.
Not making enough
black.
Money to make to make it make ends meet. That's
it's
what
about $23,000 for a family of four.
All right. Once again, everybody forgot this is what I was saying. So I can fix this. I can fix this, and this is what we're going to do. Three-minute time rule is in effect, and we're going to go ahead and start with Pianki so he can get his statistics out there. Go ahead, Pianki.
All right, poverty. Family of four, under $23,000. 27.4% of black families is in poverty, where only 22% receive food stamps. That's about 10 million blacks that's living under poverty. Whites, 9.9% are under poverty, whereas 35% of them receive food stamps. I don't know how in the world that goes down. 9% on poverty, 35% receive food stamps, where it is with blacks, 27.4% is in poverty, and only 22% receive food stamps. When it goes down to children, 37.4% of black children are under poverty, whereas 12.5% of white children are living under poverty. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. And to answer your question, how the white folk numbers are larger on welfare? Because more single white mothers are now living below the poverty level and are requesting assistance through the state and federal government. So that's how that number is larger. That's simple. That's easy. All right. Mr. Les Jackson, you got 3 minutes. Go, sir.
3 minutes. Here it is. Let's talk about poverty. Poverty is not a manufactured state of black folks. It's happening all over the world to people. We have to sit back, get out of this black and white thing that's here in America because it's where it is, but it's about people. If we're going to make this happen, let's sit back and struggle for the betterment of all mankind, black, white, blue, brown, yellow. You don't call Chinese people yellow people, but everything tends to be geared toward white and black. Why do we keep this war? Because it's a systematic war that knows, and white folks know, and they'll tell you, that black folks were in command. They took it over, and who is going to give up their system, their way of living, to cater to somebody that they have put in captivity? We are in captivity, and not as black folks, just as people. We're in captivity. It has nothing to do with black and white. This thing is affecting every color of people. So don't give me the hogwash that is black folks. Don't show me no statistics, because I can turn a statistic any way I want to turn it to make it look good for me. I've done it. I've seen it. I've watched it. And we see it every single day, when we know if you don't have as many people, of course the numbers look worse. But if you have more people, it was more white folks on welfare back in the 70s than it was black folks. But the statistics and what they fed us is the black folks, because the major media is sitting back and they're gearing to tear down and hold down anyone and everyone that is trying to go back to the original origins. I'll leave it alone.
All right, and thank you, sir. And that's some very good points. However, there's some more to it than what you're saying. But you do make a very valid point that, you know, poverty is more than just black and white. But for some reason, that's what we want to do. We want to focus all our attention on just black and white. Why? Because that's the way it's been done for years and years and years. But we do need to take a bigger snapshot of what's really going on in America, so we can figure out what we're doing and how can we make things get more poverty taken care of or eliminated. That's a better word. All right, Goofy, sir, you on the clock, 3 minutes.
Poverty is what we made it. Half of the people in poverty need their handouts. The other half are fucking lazy. There's jobs everywhere. If you look on every corner, you see a McDonald's. You look at every corner, you see a liquor store. You think they're not hiring? Come on. Everybody should realize that the people who need help should be in the helpline. If you're fucking sitting there lazy, collecting a check because you want to be on your fat ass all day watching Maury Povich, or you want to be a baby maker and just collect money off your baby's daddies and sit on your ass and do nothing, that's the future. The parents of those people should have taught them better. And it's the past who failed to look at the future of where it's going. As you can see, we're going downhill because there's nothing but laziness throughout this world. If somebody gave a black, white, Mexican, whatever, you gave that kid about 18 years old, you gave him $50,000, what would he do? He would spend it up and do nothing, not even think of his future, not even think of investing that money. See, this is how we failed. The people in the past should have taught the future how to invest for a better future, but no. There's your free handout. Sit on your ass and fucking do nothing. And don't give me no shit that people are poor. Everyone's got an iPad, flat screen, cell phone in their fucking house. And don't say that nobody has that shit. You go in every ghetto, every hole in the wall fucking house. Beat up down. They'll still got a flat screen. They'll still got a computer. Don't give me that shit. This is America, where dreams were made of. This is where anyone could succeed if they put their ass in gear and go get it. It's not given to you. And I'm done.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Goofy. I appreciate that. And, you know, you bring up some very good points as far as the flat screens and the Sega Genesis and the Xboxes. Is it that those things are just pacifiers that they do just the their priorities are in the wrong spot? Let's put it that way. Is poverty caused a lot of cases because priorities are in the wrong spot? But what about the immigrants that risk their lives on a daily basis to come over here to reach that so-called American dream? Isn't the American dream turning more into be poverty now than anything else? I mean, lazy is one thing, but even if you go out there and work hard as you can, are you really achieving the so-called American dream that I've said for a long time has been very elusive and doesn't really exist anymore? But if that's what people are looking for, then I think they're coming to the wrong place for that, because there is no longer a so-called American dream. The American dream is to breathe every day. That's my theory on it anyway. Of course, you know, I'm talking outside of my neck, so let me go on and bring Mace in for her 3 minutes.
Hello.
All right, Ms. Mace, you on in here.
Yes, I hear people talking about poverty from the trailer park to the houses to whatever you live, black, white, or whatever color you talking about. It's not about poverty. It's about what you make when you out there working, and you're not making enough to survive, because the people that make those flat-screen TVs are getting them for a penny and charging you 20 cents for them. So as long as you do that, and then you got to get out there and work, and not get paid, and you're in poverty, and then you got to get stamps in order to help you survive to where you got to go. And you always got to worry about people. So for every one black person that's getting welfare, look at those that's not black that's getting welfare and see what their problem is. The same problem that they're having that you're having. And we didn't mess this country up. When everybody always says, well, this country is messed up. You, my tax dollars and my tax this. We pay taxes just like everybody else. You take your media and your statistics. I just take them and wipe with them. When you come with some statistics, because they ain't going to match up any time to my family or four that can feed with this amount of money. That's a lack of. Some people can take less than that and live off of a family of four. So when they come out with their statistics, look who gave them to you. So don't try to tell me about them, because look at the people that gave them to you. And look at the people that sitting up at the top that got you being foolish and don't even know which end you're coming out of. So that's the way I see. And America has been sold. So the way America used to be, and people getting frantic because things are going to change, it ain't going to be like it used to be. So get ready and just live through it and be comfortable. And that's what I say. It's happened to America. Somebody sold America, and we didn't do it.
Somebody sold America, and we didn't do it.
No, we didn't.
Wow. All right. Huh. Okay. All right. Well, let me ask this question. Is there a correlation to I'm sorry. Are you through, Maze?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. That's that question now. But, you know, we're talking poverty in America. But can we talk poverty without talking about the prison system? I mean, because the top 10 states that have the highest prison rate of incarcerating its citizens in that state, all of them are within the top 20 of the highest poverty rates in the country. Y'all don't believe me. I'm going to count them off to you. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, Georgia, Florida, Missouri, and Idaho. Now, all these individuals are really between poverty rates. Mississippi has the highest poverty rate of 22.6%. 22.6. You know, that is outrageous. Louisiana, 20.4. Alabama, 19. Oklahoma, 17. Texas, 18. Arizona, 19. I mean, you look at these poverty rates, and then you think about the incarceration rates that these states have. Can you really say that America is living, I'm going to say it, America is living in poverty. The majority of the citizens of this country are in poverty. Now, you can look at it any way you want to, but that is the fact of the matter. You know, it's really bad. So we're talking about what it is, but how do we solve this poverty issue that we have, besides getting away from the obvious, the black and white aspect of it? We already know we have to get away from that part of it, because as long as we concentrate on just that sector of it, we're never going to solve it. We're not. So what? How do we get away from that? How do we get away from that? Now, we're going to start off with Mace this time. Go ahead, Mace.
Get rid of the private prison so somebody else can get rid of the private prisons, first of all, that's making somebody rich. You got the poor in there working, but you got somebody getting rich off of them by being private prison. Now, what do we need private prison for, unless it was a plan to keep somebody in them at all times so they can make money?
All right.
Well, states can't afford to build prisons, But you're talking about the people in prison. It costs over $40,000 to house a prisoner per year. Then on the other hand, the threshold for a family of four is $23,050. If they make less than that, a family of four, then they consider it being in poverty. Has nothing to do about being lazy. Has nothing to do about not getting out, getting another job. Poverty rate is set at $23,050 for a family of four. If you make $23,051, you're not in poverty.
But Pianki,
if you make $23,050, you are in poverty.
Pianki, let me ask you this question. Isn't that part of the American dream to work as hard as you can for so many years so you can achieve that American dream?
If you got a mother, a father, and two children, and the mother and the father are working the job that they can possibly get, then that's the amount of money that they make.
But you're talking about a nuclear family. What about the non-nuclear families? Doesn't that put a whole different aspect into the poverty rate then? Because I really don't think when they do all these statistics,
it's $11,000. It's $11,000. It's about $11,000 for a single
person. The median for a nuclear family is a whole lot different than from a single family, parent family household, right?
Because everybody spend money different.
For the poverty rate, it's about $11,000 to $12,000 for a single person. Now you look at this.
Right.
What's a full time job anymore? 25, 30 hours. Look at the number of children that's failing. You have people who already have degrees that can't find jobs in their degrees. When McDonald's have applications, when McDonald's is putting out applications not too far from me, hell, you have teenagers standing in line, you have old adults standing in line for applications.
You're right.
So you're going to say they lazy?
But who really can live off of a salary from McDonald's? Hell, the managers themselves don't live off McDonald's.
McDonald's salary is minimum wage, right?
The hamburger costs more than you make. Now, what kind of sense do that make?
Yeah.
It's still a job. The people that's working at McDonald's may be working someplace else or go along with it. They may have maybe have a couple jobs.
Whatever happened with two jobs? Back in the 80s, people used to do it like nothing.
So if you got two minimum wage jobs, one job you can only work 3 hours a day on, and don't tell me enough, because that figures out to be about 30 hours a week.
It's about an average
25
of four,
hours
so
a week to keep you from keep from having Obamacare to kick in. That's 6 hours a day or less.
Wait a minute, when they leave that McDonald's job, then they go to another job.
Just a minute, because you know what? All of them.
What does Obamacare have to do with that?
Because if you work over 30 hours, I think it said it. Somebody was telling me it was 25. I was talking to a manager at a Hardee's. He said it's like 25 hours. If you work over what's considered now the full-time hours on a job, then Obamacare kicks in. The company has to pay the insurance.
So what's wrong with Obamacare? I am so sick and tired of people worried about other people getting health care when we're every day talking about
they don't worry about
risks.
Would you put a restraint on these individuals?
Wait, let me talk. I got this flow.
This ain't your show. This is Mr. Talk Show.
And they're talking about how much harm everything is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get on a show, they sitting back and they want to come up with all these negative statistics. Give me some positivity that's going to show me how to get out of the situation. And give me something that's going to make a difference and really sit back and produce to me,
make sense,
a productive citizen, because we want to be productive. If no person on earth, you didn't wake up and say, I want to be an alcoholic, I want to be a drug dealer, I want to be a drunk. Nobody woke up like that. So don't fool yourself and don't be bamboozled by white America, any type of America that would portray that, because it's not folks are poor. It's folks don't have hope. They don't have
I'm gonna spend, you know,
they don't have no hope. They're lazy. They're lazy. They have
no
hope.
Oh, Lord. Hold on, wait a minute.
What society,
started,
what society should
wait,
do.
Wait. Thank you. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me bring Vernon in. Maybe we get another aspect of this. Vernon, what's going on, brother?
Well, I wasn't even finished.
What's going on?
Vernon,
man.
Hi, Vernon. Hi, Vernon.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, hold on.
Vernon,
wait, hold on. Go ahead.
I wasn't even finished, Eric, before
yeah,
I was interrupted.
Yankee, go on and finish before I hit you. Go ahead.
Now, as I was stating before I was so uncivilized interrupted.
Uncivilized?
No.
Companies.
Okay.
Companies that pay over 30 hours. Companies, people that work over 30 hours. Eric, can you get a hold? Now, you want me to finish how I finish. I can't.
Here's what I'm talking about. You can't even debate with me because you don't know how to have a debate.
Thank you very much, Eric. You know, it's one. You know, when I come on your show, I try to be civilized.
Yeah, right.
But here's the thing.
T. Yankee, go ahead.
Here's the thing. As I was saying before,
okay.
Is that the way companies, way things are going now with businesses, is that if you work over 30 hours, then that company has to pick up your insurance, according to Obamacare. So they keep their employees less than 30 hours. And when you have people working minimum wage jobs, they only get about 6 hours at a job, so many days a week. Then they got to go get another job. So
now,
if you add all this up, it puts them in right at that poverty threshold where they're making less than $23,000 for a family of four. Or as it is rated for one individual, that's how they fall into the poverty rating.
No, it's not.
Hmm. All right, hold on okay. You through, Pianki?
Yes, I'm through.
Okay. All right. Let's bring Vernon in because I know Vernon's been waiting patiently. Vernon, I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
I hadn't been on very long. What in the world are we talking about exactly? I mean, we went from one thing seemed like to another.
Well, why are you here?
we talk about poverty, man. Poverty.
Poverty.
And it has no color.
Yeah.
Now first,
poverty.
You know, we talked about this one time before, Eric. We kind of got over on the poverty thing. First, we need to determine what exactly is poverty. Because poverty to some people isn't the same thing as poverty is to other people.
That's what I said.
So first we need to determine what level of poverty we talking about. Because some people consider, as long as they got a roof over their head and food to eat and, you know, and they can get from point A to point B and you know, all the utilities on, they don't feel like they're living in poverty, you know.
Thank you.
But then you got some people that feel like just because you can't go here and go there and buy expensive shoes and expensive clothes, they feel like you're living in poverty. So
could I ask them a question, Eric?
Is there a level of poverty?
It determines what the statistics tell you poverty is.
All right, so wait a minute, because Vernon brought up a good point. But before you ask him that question, Pianki, let me say, Vernon, you know, you brought up a good point there. And I say this a long time. I say this a long time now. I know when I was growing up, we were in poverty, but we never knew it because we were never told we were in poverty.
Right.
You know, so instead of, is poverty.
You talking about poor.
Poverty. Listen. So, is it more of a state of mind, or is it just, as we said before, hope? You know, long as you have that hope that you can come out of the way you live in now, you really don't consider yourself in poverty or poor. As long as there's some semblance of hope there, to where you know you have the ability or the chance of making a better life for yourself.
Because some people think that because of the poverty, the amount you're supposed to make for poverty, if you are a dollar over than what it's supposed to be, you don't think you're in poverty either.
Interesting. He actually wanted
poverty,
to ask Bernard a question.
The poverty level is set by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It has nothing to do with what people feel. That's what it's set by. It's set by
the
just like Social Security say, Vernon, you cannot retire and get full benefits at 55.
Unless
you gotta wait
what?
Until you are 65 years old, or
no,
depending on when you were born.
No, I'm not. 65 and a half.
It doesn't say that.
65 and a half.
It doesn't say that though. It does not say that. It says what you have to put in is the work credit to average 30 years. I retired at 47. So don't tell me.
You retired at 47,
but you didn't receive
full Social Security at 47.
Full benefits.
At 47.
And I accepted because I wasn't 65.
Who is this talking?
Watch this. I accepted the 25% cut, but at 65, it goes up. So what? I'm 47. I walked out. I was able to do what I wanted to do and live life on life's terms. Now, achievements, let's talk about it. Because poverty, if we're going to pull people out of poverty, we've got to show them where you can be all you want to be. This is
a land of
opportunity. I'm not going to deny that fact. Because you can come to America and you can be whatever
you want to
be.
I thought you said Vernon was supposed
to
be talking.
People have proven it.
He said he was a millionaire, so he's trying to tell you something,
day by day. But what we tend to do is make up excuses of why we can't. How come we can't say why we can? Because you can do whatever you want to do. Do what you want to do. Do what is the best that's put in you. Stop putting these excuses, because at the end of the day, it's going to boil down to you. What did you do? What have you done? Have you done anything to make life better for yourself, your family, your community, your neighborhood? At the end of the day, it's you. It's not about the collective bargaining of a whole nation. It's not about what the United States can give me. They don't have to give me a damn thing. Don't want them to give it to me, because I can get it on my own, because I was born with a God-given talent. And the talent to sit back and be all that I can be.
Wow. All right. All right, Vernon.
Yeah.
Okay. In response to that?
I don't have any response, man. I mean,
my original question to Vernon, please.
I was just basically trying to figure out what exactly is the poverty level, you know, because like I said, the poverty level, you know, it's what I was saying, is to be actually living in poverty, or because there's people that's at poverty level that are living better than I am.
Right.
Can I finish explaining to Vernon what poverty is before I was so uncivilizedly interrupted?
You know, Pianki, that last time you were called somebody on my show uncivilized. Now you be breaking into people all show long. So go ahead and ask
your
question
for
the
so unprofessionally
time.
Interrupted.
For the go ask
can I explain
your question.
To him?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was explaining Vernon before. I thought it was you that broke in and was responding until it went on for a while, but poverty is set by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the poverty rate, right, the poverty level, and it's set at $23,050 for a family of four. And if you make more than that, then they don't consider you as being poverty. It has nothing to do with being poor. That's what they said. Just like the Social Security Administration says that even though you have enough credits, if you have not reached the minimum age, you cannot apply for Social Security.
Well, how do basketball players and football players get retirement, man? Come on.
Is that you, Vernon?
Their life, their longevity. Yes, they do.
Is that you, Vernon?
Okay, okay, hold on for a minute, Les. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Go ahead and finish, Pianki.
So do you understand what they mean by poverty level now, Mr. Vernon?
No.
Yeah, I got what you're talking about. Just like I said, so basically, when it actually comes to a person's state of living, poverty, the actual poverty level don't really mean shit.
No, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, a person can be poor. A person can be poor
right,
even though they make $100,000 a year if they have something that they can't. So poverty, the poverty level is based on what the United States Department of Agriculture sets it to be. And if you make less than the poverty level, then you can apply for certain other government benefits.
Basically, the poverty level line that the U.S. Department of Agriculture got set up can actually look over somebody that is truly in need,
yes.
Right or wrong.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so would you agree that that's all messed up? It's messed up.
Well, yeah, that's what you call means testing. Like, for instance, there's certain clinics that you can go to, and the amount that you pay for that medical visit is based on a scale that's called mean tested. And if you meet certain means, then you only pay a certain percentage of what you would normally pay if you didn't meet those means.
Well, how many of those have the means to get to that clinic? How many of people have the means to make it to that appointment on time? Come on, see, you talking about
in my city, we have comprehensive health clinics all over the place.
Wait, I can shut it down. Let me say this.
So you got Obamacare.
When was the last time?
But you don't want to admit it.
Yes, you probably do.
Look, listen.
See, you got Obamacare, but
me.
You don't
want to
admit it because it's
okay,
just like
see, that's another one. You know what? I can do this all day. I can do it all day. My fingers don't never get tired. I can do this all day. All right.
You ain't got the right mouthpiece, man. You must be still on that little toy mic you talking on.
No,
man.
I'm actually on my phone right now, man, and it's driving me crazy right now. But it really is. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I'll fix it tonight. I guarantee that. If I got to go buy all new equipment, it will be working tomorrow. But this is what I want to say. Damn it, y'all got me all sidebarred and stuff. But When was the last time you saw the Department of Agriculture in anybody's freaking neighborhood? When was the last time you saw them in the neighborhood helping anybody out with food? When the last time you saw them going there and buying anybody some diapers? When the last time you saw them open up some programs to help people get there? So don't tell me what the Department of Agriculture says, because I don't want to hear that BS. What I want to hear is, how do we get poverty levels in our neighborhood, just to where our people can start living at a standard to where they can afford to buy their baby's diapers? You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand my point here? I'm tired of hearing about this white folks, this black folks. Yep. How do we get our people out of poverty? Get them other folks. What
pay
about
them
us?
Money. Pay them their rent. And they will become, there won't be any level of poverty.
Asked the question, Eric, and I can answer you.
One of the first things we're going to do is
go ahead.
Eric, you want me to answer your question, Eric?
Will you wait for a minute, Pianki? Go
Let
ahead,
me know
Vernon.
When I can.
I heard Vernon say anything. Okay, I will.
Yeah, one of the first things we're going to do to get people out that out that situation to get them a different level of thinking, get them into a successful way of thinking, a way of building up instead of that. I hate to use "call it in the borough" because that really don't fit this. That mentality that it's a lot of our people that only thing they're trying to do is hustle somebody. And most of the time when they sitting there trying to hustle people, it could be somebody. It could be actually somebody that's trying to help them out. But if you got a person working against people, if they're not trying to help the same cause that you're trying to help, and they pulling against it, like I said, that's a mind frame thing. A lot of it is a mind frame thing with our people, man. It's just they're not trying to do better.
Hmm.
Let me answer your question.
But they're not.
All right, go ahead, P. Yankee, because it's going to kick you if I don't
know. All right, you asked the question about the clinics, the comprehensive health clinics. Here in St. Louis, we got Myrtle Hilliard Davis. We got people clinics. Also in St. Louis County, all over the place. How do people get to them? They also got another service called CallRide, where Bi-State, which is the major bus company, has small buses that when you call them up, they would come to your house and take you wherever you want to go for free. It's for adults.
Well, that's very
elderly.
Good. That's very good. I'm glad to hear that, P. Yankee. That's good. Somewhere is happening. But hold on. Let me bring Miss Lady in real fast. Miss Lady, what's going on?
Good day.
Hi, Miss Lady.
Hello. What's the issue here? What is the
Somebody's trying to
sum it up.
Eric, I got to get off. Eric. I didn't mean to butt in. I got to get off, man. I just wanted to really just jump in and see what was going on, man. I'm down here in your neck of the woods, man.
Yeah, I'm, but no, you and Colleen.
I'm in San Antonio, man. But y'all take it easy, man. I got to get out of here.
Tell me to go on the river.
All right, man. Hey, if you can't slide by, man, we do a shop. All right.
if I can't do what?
I said, if you can't slide by, we'll do a shot.
Tell him to go look at the Alamo and see when it comes. Tell him to go look at the Alamo while he's there and make sure that before they take it away, that he gets a picture of it.
Okay. Anyway, all right, Birdie, man. Have a good one, dog.
Go ahead,
Miss Lady. We're talking about poverty. And go ahead. I know you got
poverty.
Something to say on this.
What about poverty?
That they don't know what it is.
What is your definition of poverty?
Well, you know what? I would open up Webster's Dictionary, or I would look at the Federal Department of Agriculture's definition and start from there.
What did she say? Did she say United States Department of Agriculture? I heard that before.
And it's like Vernon said that they cannot determine what poverty is because they don't go down into the places to see what poverty is.
Now, I'm going to tell you what the USDA is doing in the community.
Nothing.
If you want me to, Eric.
Go ahead.
Now, somebody asked me that said that the USDA is not in the community. But that's not true. In your poor communities, in your urban communities, you have a such thing called Title I in your public school. That is where children can come to school in the morning and have free breakfast. They can have free lunch, and if they are on the latchkey program where they stay after school, they can also have free supper. That is provided through the program headed by the United States Department of Agriculture.
And what else
do they
do?
So there ain't no children. Wait a minute. There ain't. Why come I keep getting interrupted like this?
Because it's so slow. We got all day.
Well, you have to talk slow. You have to talk slow to slow people.
Can I say that? Let me get one more thing, Eric. You know what? I'm going to let y'all have it.
Eric,
you can have it.
Would you control
this.
Your show, please? Man, this is
Mr.
people that's listening to this think it's uncivilized.
You have an arrogant spot, and you're not as smart as you think you are, and you always have a lot of indirect, nasty comments about other people's mentality, intelligence. You need to back up a little bit on that, okay? So I appreciate
Mr. Talk.
And seriously.
All right. Hold on. Wait a minute. God dang
it.
All right. Here we go. Once again, we got to go 3 minutes. All right. Because I don't know. I got disconnected, and the next thing I come back, we had all hell break loose. So we're going to try this again. All right, Miss Lady, you there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead and
No, I don't really know what the issue is in terms of poverty. I mean, are you trying to define it? What are you trying? I mean, what is the issue? What is the context of this poverty discussion? I don't understand.
Okay, basically, we know that we have a poverty problem in our communities and this country. So how do we alleviate that problem? That's basically what we're talking about.
That's so much of an issue. You have to start really on an individual level and a system level. There has to be major changes on how people think, how they behave. There has to be. Nobody succeeds in life without support. That pull yourself up by your bootstraps, I made a son on my own, is bullshit and it's a bunch of lies. Doors were open. People got support. They got mentoring. They got their first job. They got information. They got advice. So that we really have to start changing the mindset into being, you know, people have been programmed in this country to be super competitive, and Black people have been very much trained and brainwashed to be self-destructive and hateful of each other and jealous of each other. So it has to begin at that level, but there also has to be equally, if not even more, systemic changes within the country at, you know, levels, at all levels, because it is a plan to keep Black people on the plantation oppressed from birth to the grave.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay. She was good to see she went there. All right. Well, I don't want to hear no more about keeping the people on the plantation and all that crap. Okay, that was then. We're talking about now and whatever. Les, go ahead, man.
Here we go. I just want to put this in. Tonight we're having a great debate. We've got Mr. Talk. We've got Dr. Ashiki out of L.A. We've got Mr. Economics from Chicago. And we have Miss N. Latif coming out of Parts Unknown. And we're going to be talking about how to make your dollar stretch and holler. So we want to sit back and put some positivity and get people out of prosperity, or get them into prosperity, out of poverty. And that's what we're going to do tonight. That's what we're going to try to design the show to be. 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio, Open Talk with Les Jackson. Make sure you put the minuses between each and every word. I am looking forward. It was a great show. I appreciate all the comments and views of everybody that has spoke up. And I'm telling you, Mr. Talk, I'm looking forward to you being on the show tonight. Just call in. Don't worry about the way the phone system working right now. It's going to be even hotter tonight.
All right. I got you. I'll be there. All right. Let's see. Let's go to, go back, Miss Lady. Miss Lady, I was told to tell you hello from All Facts. Okay,
you
so go
what,
ahead.
Eric, though? You don't really want to address the issues that are real.
Oh, I want to address the issue. What
this.
I don't want to hear is all this mess you keep talking about on the plantation and slavery. We understand that. We understand that. But that's not. When are we going to get away from that? I understand that's the past, and
well,
we should learn from the past. But how long are we going to keep using that as a crutch for the past? That's
generally
what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I can't talk to people in denial. Bye.
All righty, dear. Wow. All right. Well, we got three left. Go ahead. The lines are open. Mace, Pianke, and Goofy. Go
well,
ahead.
You know, Eric,
sorry,
that's what I say. We
this
always got
sorry.
People
want to
blame things.
There is a market for people to be in poverty. That's why it's they don't want to get rid of it. And you got
you always got Black folks coming along want to try to blame things on white folks.
Oh, Bianca, you won't
talking about slavery.
That's all
and uncivilizedly cut in on your conversation. Eric, you're absolutely right. I have to agree with you no more.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't get this country up, but you always want to put it on.
Where in the world, and this woman comes in the middle of the conversation says she don't understand. Duh.
Wait a minute. Yeah, well, okay. All right, look, y'all ain't going to be beating on Miss Lady now. That's for me to do. But,
Miss, like
what did you say? What'd you say?
I said it's a market for poverty. It's a market out there to keep people in poverty.
Uh-huh.
And it's not only us, it's everybody else that's poor. Some people don't even realize that they're poor. And they always want to sit and call about how about Black people. I want to blame people for stuff. You always want to blame Black people. I said Black people didn't mess this country up. get that to your psyche and in your mind, you'll understand what happened to America. And we didn't do it. That's why I'm going
to
keep saying
it. Is that you? She talking to you, Eric?
I'm talking to you, Pionke.
Now, Eric, look, if you don't want me to jump on Miss Whoever, why you let this woman say all these negative, inaccurate things about
me?
Look,
you know
what? Y'all beginning to...
And you got a husband to mess with.
See, y'all beginning to work the nerves now. Let me bring some peace in here for a moment. Let me bring a little peace in here. Hopefully. Ebony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Mr.
Okay.
Cook. How are you? Hi, guys.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
How are you, Pianke? Hi, Mace. You guys.
Hello, Ebony.
Now.
How you doing?
Hello, Ebony. Would you bring some sense to the noise?
Hello, Ebony. Beautiful thing, you.
Hi, Goofy. How are you doing, love? Okay.
Still in love with you, darling.
Oh, I'm in love with you, too.
Let's have a conversation.
Oh, God. Okay. So what I wanted to say was, you know, I think there's some sense on both sides, really, actually, but I think it's getting all emotional. But I the point I wanted to make was that I guess like the UK, where you guys are right now, is that there are a lot of people in a poverty trap. And that may be because inflation is so high and it's actually difficult to, if you're in a welfare program, it's hard to get into work and maintain all your bills and all the rest of it when you have a sense of dependency already on the state. That's what's happening here in the UK. I don't know if that's the same for you guys, but there definitely have been some programs in the last few years to try and wean people off state benefits and get them into some self-independence. And independence financially is being able to be trained to have the skills to be able to not just look for employment in the workplace, but also to look at becoming entrepreneurs, looking at what's out there and what can you create, you know, what can you bring with existing resources, what can you create in order to give yourself an income. So we have a lot of local programs where we're helping particularly young people through mentoring schemes, you know, really people who have been in work long term, going out and working with people who have never worked. Some have never worked for 30 or 40 years or more because state benefits have been in force for so long, and so many people have been able to live on that and not actually have the pressure to work because that's what the state has created. So it does take time, and we also have to recognize that we're already in financially almost broke systems in the UK and the US. It's not that easy to actually find employment and create employment because we're already heavily indebted, both our countries, although we're supposed to be very progressive Western countries where you can do anything. Yeah, I hear that about America being where you can be anything and succeed, but you all know your real estate, like, you know, properties in this country have been, you know, that whole economy has gone right down. You know, people who once thought, you know, that owning a home was the biggest thing that you could do and owning several homes was even greater, have had to change that because now there are a lot of young people who will never own a home in the next 10 or 20 years. It will not happen because they're just not economically in the position to do so. So I think it's kind of going back to basics, looking at what we have, what's available, changing mindsets, but also looking at things that we can do together as a community to create some local income bases. And that may mean working with countries abroad and looking more at a global market than, you know, what we do individually. So working more, cooperatively with other countries to try and develop stuff and being ready to move to other places where there may be better, there may be opportunities to work. You know, maybe you guys want to come to the UK. Okay, I'm just...
Emily, saying. I have
no,
a question.
So that's what I'm advocating.
Well,
Emily,
you know what? Wait a minute. Hold
UK
on,
don't
on,
want
on,
people on
the
air,
Emily. Emily, I have a question. What kind of medical question do y'all have?
We have...
They have a unified medical system.
We have a free health service. That
and why... Don't you want to overhear why they have complaining about the kind of health system they got?
Well,
anyway, you know what,
Emily, not necessarily good.
Yeah. We can talk about that tomorrow, okay? Because
yeah,
I only got 4 minutes left.
Now. I got 5 minutes, yeah. And I'm going to do my show.
Okay, so everybody, when we leave here, we go on the Ebony show. So, Ebony Interest.
Okay.
All right, look it
I'll
up.
See you guys.
You know, this is my sister's show. We go over there. All right. All right, thank you, Ebony.
I'll see you guys. I'll see you soon.
All right, y'all. Hey, another great show. And usually, you know, I get to give you the last words. But you know what? I'm not even going to, honestly, I'm not even going to give anybody the last words because I think they have talked enough today. What y'all think? I think they have talked enough today. Look, it's simple. Poverty is a problem in the United States. And until we learn to get away from the black and the white and all the other little idiosyncrasies that we go through, we need to fix this thing. I mean, we'll never get fix it. You know, everybody want to say, well, you know, this person did this. Back in the slavery days, we were held to this. That's why we're in poverty now. And now the government is keeping us down. And look, get off our asses and make some things happen. Just you doing a little better. Help someone in the neighborhood. Help someone in the community. You don't have to go. Oh, wow. Did that say, what the hell are you talking about? Let's talk, your comment don't matter anyway. Ha, 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 later. You better run. Anyway, as I was saying, look, it's like this. If you start at home and in the community, we can always make something better. You know, but until we won't get out and make that effort, then we're always going to have poverty. The Department of Agriculture. I never seen them in my damn community. You know? So, hey, you just got to do what you got to do. All right, tomorrow's show is going to be another good one, man. And I'm sure a lot of y'all be chiming in. And the topic is, are we giving in to our children's wants? So that should be a really good one. But anyway, now I'll wait till you come in tomorrow, All Facts, then I'll kick you out. Nah. But I'm going to be on Les Jackson's show tonight, hopefully, without any problems. But remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with open heart. Remember, if you haven't forgiven yourself, there's no way you can forgive anyone else. All right, till tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. I got to go, y'all. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. I'm out of here.
The right time, with something positive in your mind. There's always someone to pull you down. You just get back up and hold your ground. If there's ever something bad you don't wanna see, just keep on walking and let it be. I don't wanna hear about all this pain. No, no.